now, ladies and gentlemen, take your places at table. The candles are lit, the band is playing, as the force-shielded dome above us fades into transparency, revealing a dark and sullen sky hung heavy with the ancient light of livid, swollen stars. I can see that we are in for a fabulous evening's apocalypse. I know you're going to enjoy this, folks.
But look, Ford, surely if the universe is about to end here and now, don't we go with it?
No, look, as soon as you come into this dive, I think you get held in this sort of amazing force-shielded temporal warp thing. Look, I'll show you. Now, imagine this napkin as the temporal universe, right? And this spoon as a transductional mode in the matter curve.
That's the spoon I was eating with.
All right, imagine this spoon is the transductional mode in the matter curve. No, no, better still, this fork.
Hey, could you let go of my fork, please?
Look, why don't we say this wine glass is the temporal universe? So if I... Okay, forget that. I mean, do you know how the universe began for a kick-off?
Probably not.
All right, imagine this. You get a large round bath made of ebony.
Where from? Harrods was destroyed by the Vogons.
No, it doesn't matter.
So you keep saying...
No, listen, just imagine you've got this ebony bath, okay, and it's conical.
Conical? What kind of bath is likely to be conical?
So what you do, you fill it with fine white sand, right? Fine white powder, anything.
Why?
And when it's full, you pull the plug out and it all just twirls down out of the plug hole. But the thing is, the clever bit, is that you film it happening. You get a movie camera from somewhere and actually film it. But then you thread the film in the projector... backwards.
Backwards?
Yeah, neat, you see. So what happens is you sit and watch it, and then everything appears to spiral upwards out of the plug hole and fill the bath. See?
And that's how the universe began?
No, but it's a marvellous way to relax.
Funny man.
Well, broke the ice, didn't it?
Max!
Yeah!
Max. And as the photon storms gather in swirling clouds around us, preparing to tear apart the last of the red-hot, hot suns, I hope you'll all settle back and enjoy with me what I'm sure we will all find an immensely exciting and terminal experience. Believe me, ladies and gentlemen, there is nothing penultimate about this one. This, ladies and gentlemen, is the proverbial it. After this, there is void, emptiness, oblivion. Absolute nothing. Except, of course, for the sweet trolley and a fine selection of Aldebaran liqueurs. And for once, you don't need to worry about having a hangover in the morning, because there won't be any more morning! And now, at the risk of putting a damper on the wonderful sense of doom and futility here, I'd like to welcome a few parties. Thank you, my dear. Now, do we have a party from the Zancel Quasure Flammarion Bridge Club from beyond the Vort Void of Quan? Are they here?
Yes, they are.
Well, last bid now, lads, and no cheating. This is a very solemn moment. And a party of minor deities from the halls of Asgard. Yes, they are. Careful with the hammer, sir. And a party of young conservatives from Sirius B. We lay it all at your door, of course. And lastly, a party of devout believers from the Church of the Second Coming of the Great Prophet Zarquan. Sitting there very quietly and patiently waiting. Well, fellas, let's hope he's hurrying because he's only got 8 minutes left. But seriously, though, no offense, man. I know we shouldn't make fun of deeply held beliefs, so I think a big hand, please, for the great prophet Zarquan. Wherever he's got to. It is marvelous, though, to see so many of you here tonight, isn't it just so? Because I know that many of you come time and time again, and I personally think this is really wonderful, to come and watch this final end of everything and then return home to your own eras and raise families, strive for new and better societies, fight terrible wars for what you believe to be right. It really gives one hope for the future of all life kind. Except, of course, that we know it hasn't got one.
Excuse me, sir.
Who, me?
Mr. Zaphod Beeblebrox?
Yeah.
There is a phone call for you.
Hey, what?
Here?
Hey, but who knows where I am?
Zaphod, perhaps it's the Galactic Police caught up with us. Could they have traced us here?
You mean they want to arrest me over the phone? could be. I'm a pretty dangerous dude when I'm cornered.
Oh, yeah, you get a piece so fast that people get hit by the shrapnel.
Hey, what is this, Judgment Day?
Do we get to see that as well? Fantastic.
I'm in no hurry. So who's the cat on the phone? Pastor Wineford.
I am not personally acquainted with the metal gentleman in question,
metal?
Sir. But I'm informed that he has been awaiting your return for a considerable number of millennia. It seems you left here, sir, somewhat precipitately.
Hey, left here? We've only just arrived.
Indeed, sir. But before you arrived here, sir, you left here.
Yeah, you're saying that before we arrived here, we left here.
That is what I said, sir.
Put your analyst on danger money, baby, now.
No, wait a minute. Where exactly is here?
The planet Magrathea, sir.
But we just left there. This is the restaurant at the end of the universe, I thought.
Yeah,
precisely, sir. The one was constructed on the ruins of the other.
Ah, you mean we've travelled in time, but not in space.
Listen, you semi-evolved simian, go climb a tree, won't you?
Oh, go bang your heads together, Four Eyes.
No, your monkey has got it right, sir.
Who are you calling a monkey?
You jumped forwards in time, many millions of years, while retaining the same position in space. Your friend has been waiting for you in the meantime.
Well, what's he been doing?
Rusting a little?
Marvin! It must be Marvin!
The paranoid android.
Space cookies! Hand me the rap rod plate, Captain.
I beg your pardon, sir. The
phone, waiter. Gee, you guys are so unhip, it's a wonder your bums don't fall off.
What, sir? The phone, sir.
Marvin, hi. How you doing, kid?
I think you ought to know I'm feeling very depressed.
Hey, yeah, we're having a great time. Food, wine, a little abuse, and the universe going foom. Where can we find you?
You don't have to pretend to be interested in me, you know. I know perfectly well I'm only a menial robot.
Yeah, okay, but where are you?
Reverse primary thrust, Marvin. That's what they say to me. Open airlock number 3, Marvin. Marvin, can you pick up that piece of paper? Can I pick up that piece of paper? Here I am, brain the size of a planet.
Yeah. Yeah, Marvin...
Would you like me to go and stick my head in a bucket of water? I've got one ready. Wait a minute.
What's he saying, Zaphod?
Oh, nothing. He just phoned up to wash his head at us.
Has that satisfied you?
Will you please tell us where you are?
I'm in the car park.
In the car park? What are you doing there?
Parking cars. What else does one do?
Yeah, okay. Now stay there, Come on, guys, let's go. Marvin's down in the car park.
Car park? What's he doing in a car park?
Parking cars! What else, dum-dum? Ford Trillion, let's move!
Okay.
A particle of creation. Now a very interesting effect to watch for is in the upper left-hand quadrant of the sky, where you will clearly see the star system of Hastermill boiling away into the ultraviolet. Anyone here from Hastermill? Well, it's too late to worry about whether you've left the gas on now.